So yesterday we explained what the 10 ma'amaros were and how that affected the Briyas HaOlam and how Hashem made it that way. Now we're going to go on to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis in Parakeh says like this: Asara Doros me'Adam ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam till Noach. Lohodia, to explain to us, Kama erech apayim lefanav. Look how much patience Hashem has with people. Shekola Doros hayu machisin uboy. All the generations were terribly, made Hashem angry. And still, he was patient until he brought the Mea Mabel to destroy them. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had patience and let them let the people survive. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that the reason why there were 10 generations was because in order to destroy the world, you needed to destroy all 10 worlds that were created with each of the 10 ma'amaros. So therefore, it took time for the affairs to settle. The first generation, each generation was like gnawing and picking at different levels of the ma'amaros. So basically what he's saying is, even though they all were in this world, but somehow, which I don't really fully understand, but I'm just saying what he says. He says that that it needed 10 generations for the 10 ma'amaros, which is interesting. Now, this, he says, is exactly the point of the previous. This brings out the point of the previous Mishnah, that the Rishoyim affect all the worlds and the Tzadikim keep all the worlds going. And that's what it says, that Avram Avinu came around and he was Mekabos Chakenegekul. It says, Asara Doros Minoach Ad Avram. And then there was 10 generations from Noach until Avram. Lo Dia Kama Erech Apayim Lofano. Again, to show us his patience, she called Doroch Oyim Lesich and Lechisim Boy, and everyone was very upset. Ad Shebo Avram Vekibah Lof Schar Kulim. And Avram came and he achieved the schar for everyone. Okay, now, the next Mishnah says like this, and Rambam Lashon has one of these pieces that's a classic, classic piece and connects the two Mishnahs. The next Mishnah says, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyonot, Ve'amad B'kulam, and he survived all of them. Lo Dia Kamachi Boso Shel Avram Avinu Olav Hashem, to show us how much he loved Hashem. Now listen to this diak. This is a great point from Chaim Volozhiner. Says Chaim Volozhiner, the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah we just learned tonight, it said there were 10 generations from Noach until Avraham. It does not refer to him as Avraham Avinu. This is Avraham. 10 generations from Noach till Avraham. Then it says there were 10 nisyonos, 10 tests, nisnase Avraham Avinu. All of a sudden gives him a title as Avinu. Why didn't it refer to him as Avram Avinu in the previous Mishnah? Why only in this Mishnah does it refer to him as Avram Avinu? Reb Chaim Volozhiner's question. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner goes on to explain the following. He says, what was the purpose? What is the purpose of a Nisayon? Why would Hashem give a test to a tzaddik? What do you have to test? A teacher has to test you in math to see if you're paying attention. What's the point of a Nisayon? What's the point of a Nisayon of a Tzaddik? This week we're going to have the Parsha of the Akedah. Well, why does Hashem have to give a test to a Tzaddik? To see if you're holding there? Hashem knows where you're holding. So the Ramban explains, the reason is because he wants to see, of course he knows where you're holding. He of course knows that inside the person they have the Midah. Okay, but it's very different when the person has the midah inside versus when that midah actually came out and became a koach from something potential, elapal, and became actualized. When you can actualize a midah, now it becomes a real force. So the point of a nisayon is not to test you. It's incorrect translation. The language is nisa, is to lift you up. Okay. So it's a nace, is to show it. It's not to test it. It's to show and bring out those kochos that I know you have already. That's what's the point of a test. Now, says like this. He brings a pasuk in Mishnah. This is an amazing Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says like this. It says, Mishalech betumoy tzaddik. A tzaddik goes in his way. Ashrei bonav acharav. His children will benefit. Why? So Chaim Elazar teaches us what he said here. He says, "Ki kama midos shehatzadik torach v'yaga lahasigam." There are many midos that for a tzadik it was hard for him, and he worked and he got that mida. Lebonav achrav and keteva mutba. He now changed himself to the point that now that becomes part of his spiritual makeup. And since that's part of his spiritual makeup, when his children receive that midah genetically. So in other words, there's a certain amount that once a tzaddik works on a midah, his children are zocha to it automatically. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that they don't work, they won't get it, but they're more predisposed to that particular midah that the tzaddik has. Okay? So Chaim Elazar says like this.
He changes his DNA.
Yeah, spiritually speaking. So he says, Avram Avinu passed certain tests. He says, one of the first tests, he says, he lech lecha. He passed the test to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says, Chaim Elazar, v'chol ha'hisoyros la'adam pitoim le'lech l'eretz ha'kodesh. Says, throughout the generations, many people decided out of nowhere, you know what? I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to drop everything. I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, a lot of tzaddikim out of nowhere. The Rabbi Yudah Levi, his whole life, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wrote the Kinnah. Where did that come from? Where does the innate love of a Jew for Eretz Yisrael, where did that come from? Why do we have that? And why is a Jew willing to drop everything and go to Eretz Yisrael sometimes? And it can't just be, well, you do it, because Avram Avinu, it was considered one of his nisyonos. It was considered very difficult for him. It was one of his main nisyonos. It was a huge test. The answer is, it was a test for Avram Avinu. But once Avram Avinu did it, it became part, he did it and passed it on to us. That nisayon that he had ended up being part of his personality. And now Bnei Yisrael have that power that Avram Avinu worked on, became part of Klal Yisrael's spiritual makeup. And therefore, it becomes part of the drive of a Yid. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, furthermore, he says, you have a Jew who could be very lost, very far removed. And all of a sudden, they ask him, whatever they used to say, you either convert or we kill you, you know? And the Jew said, no, kill me. All of a sudden, now you came out of the woodwork, you know, now you're from guy. Like, till now, where were you? How did this Jew pass this nisayon to give up his life for Yiddishkeit? So he says he got it from Avram Avinu. Since you're a child of Avram Avinu, you have in that you have the ability that now a Jew sometimes will just give up his life for Hashem. That ability to be Moser Nefesh for your belief in Yiddishkeit, that comes from being a child of Avram Avinu. And he says furthermore, for another example, it says, Kabbalah's called the Avdin Mishmaya Latav. A lot of times a Jew will say, oh, Gamzul Latoiva. Gamzul Latoiva, it's also good. It's also good. It says, where do we have that koach? To just, sometimes we push through and we say, no, Hashem means it all for the good. It says, that came from the Nisayon of Avram Avinu in last week's parasha, the Rav, right? He had this famine and he didn't panic. Okay? Lo hir achar midosav. He didn't panic. That comes from Avram Avinu. So he says, that's the pasuk. It says, Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. That tzadik will fall seven times, but he'll always get up in the end. V'rosha yipol ka'achas, and a rosha will fall one and never get back up. Why? Ki tzadik afim yipol, even if he falls, l'yashem u'uma. He won't think it's such a big deal because he knows it's latov. Ki l'mapol yechashim, l'yechashim zos tzadkuma. But the guy, the rosha, once he falls, he thinks that he failed. The point being is that we have the ability to always pick ourselves up, and we also have the ability to look at the good in everything. So where did all that come from? With the midah to go run to Eretz Yisrael, the midah to go give up our lives, to be Moser Nefesh, the midah of Kol Ma D'Avad Rachmano L'Tav Ovid. Where do these midahs come from? The midahs come from the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. And every one of those nisyonos that he passed, he put that into us. Now, says Rav Chaim Voloshin Kavaldik. So he says, in the previous Mishnah, we were just listing Avram Avinu as a historical character. So we referred to him as there was 10 generations from Adam to Noach, and 10 generations from Noach to Avram. It's irrelevant that he was Avram Avinu. Avram. But in this Mishnah, we say there was 10 nisyonos that Avram Avinu passed. Why does he refer to him as Avinu? Because the Mishnah is teaching me that regarding these 10 nisyonos, he did it as our father. And therefore, we are his children when it comes to these nisyonos. And therefore, we have the midos that he had as when he passed the nisyon. The Mishnah is hinting to us this point. The Mishnah is hinting to us that when Avram, he was 10 generations after Noach. That's all good. But that's when it comes to the past. When it comes to the past, he was Avram. When it comes to the future, he was Avinu. Everything that Avram did, when it comes to the Nisyonos, when it comes to the tests of Avram, everything he did it as our father. And those characteristics that he gained through his Nisyonos, we ended up getting because we're his children. So the Mishnah specifically, this whole lesson, says Rav Chaim Voloshin, is merumah, is hinted to us in that one word. That extra word in the Mishnah is teaching us this lesson. Asara nisyonos nisnasa, 10 tests Avram Avinu had 10 tests, because as our father, he had those tests. And that's ultimately what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. And this answers the other question that people have on this week's parsha. The Akedah. Oh, what's the big deal, the Akedah? You know, you find many people on much lower levels than Avraham Avinu that were willing to give up their life to, you know, during the Holocaust. And this, you always hear these stories, you know, like, so how is it that they did that? The answer is, yeah. But that was only because Avraham did it already once. You can't ask that question. Because only because Avraham Avinu did it once is it
did it twice, right? He kifshon Shonaesh.
Yeah, kifshon Shonaesh, and for his son. So only because he did that and he put that in us, is it now possible for Yidden throughout the generations to be able to accomplish that level. So therefore, we are his children when it comes to these nisyonos. That's what he says. Beautiful shot. Okay? All right, 8:45, we'll stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Okay, shkach.
Short and sweet.
Thank you.
That's the point.